If people in Japan are looking for a distraction from their Fukushima woes, how about a little World Series? Fenway Park is just a short distance from our studios, and that's where the World Series is getting underway tonight between the Red Sox and the Cardinals. Sports writer Masashi Yamazaki is a regular at Fenway Park. Masashi, you cover the Red Sox for sports fans back in Japan. I'm sure you've had your eyes on the bullpen here in Boston for a while now, where Japanese ace pitcher Koji Yohara spends most innings. What do you like about the 38-year-old right-hander?
Very consistent, you know, throw strikes, dominate against any batter, any team. So he pitched 73 games this year. This is the highest for him in his 15th professional career. So that was a surprise.
Have you met him?
Yes.
What's he like?
I don't know. He doesn't see, you know, the future. He looks every single game.
That's a very zen attitude, to be in the present.
He doesn't see, you know, next week. He only see, you know, if you finish today's game, he's ready to next game.
Now, contrast that with the other earlier fastball pitcher from Japan, Daisuke Matsuzaka. What's the difference between him and Koji?
Different type of pitcher. Daisuke needs to pitch, you know, he's a starting pitcher. The Koji was a starting pitcher, but he converted to bullpen pitcher since 2010. Daisuke needs the time. He needs to warming up, you know, he needs a time to warming up. But Koji doesn't need time to warming him up, so it's a big difference.
What kind of pitches does Koji throw?
He only has two pitches, fastball and split. He learned to throw the split finger fastball last year. It's not easy to control the split in any pitcher, but he can do it. So he mentioned he has two or three kind of split, how he wants to, you know, move, a late movement split. So I think he's still learning, but he already, you know, got a high level split.
Do you know many Japanese fans who have flown over to support Boston or the Cardinals?
Japan has a lot of Boston fans because Daisuke played, and this year Koji has a dominant. Also, Tazawa has been a great job.
Is Koji growing his beard? That seems to be the Red Sox thing to do right now in the postseason.
No. He had a beard. No huge sideburns when he played for Texas Orioles, but he shaved last offseason. In Japanese culture, coaches, managers don't like players to have the beard, the mustache. That's kind of, you know, Japanese culture.
Here's another thing about Japanese culture that I'm curious about. Do you see more Japanese culture entering American baseball culture? Like, will we be able to buy a bento box at Fenway in the near future?
I don't think so. If somebody does, you know, I'm happy, but I don't think so. You know, I like hot dogs and pizza and something like that. You know, especially we can have a, you know, clam chowder soup in Fenway. So that's huge, you know.
You got to love it, right?
Yeah.
Final question. Who's going to win it and in how many games?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, good game, good series. But starting pitcher, St. Louis has a more, you know, great starting pitchers. But Boston has a great, a much better bullpen. So I think the key is the bullpen. My prediction is a 4-2 Boston.
The key is in the bullpen and the key is in Koji, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Sports journalist Masashi Yamazaki, thank you so much for stopping by on your way to Fenway Park.
Thank you so much.